Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast, episode number 814. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, challenge you, exhort you, and if you will, motivate you to simply just pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to learn how to simply just pray. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the power and the secret of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. For I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. Just do it. Just pray. Just do it. If I can get you to simply just pray, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen to you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Dear friend, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Luke chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, which reads, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth." Allow me to share with you some more important points, engaging points, regarding this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry and his commentary. And this is the third numeral, Roman numeral, if you will. Christ gave them direction, much the same as he had given them before in his Sermon upon the Mount, Matthew 6, 9, etc. We cannot think that they had forgotten it, but they ought to have had further and full instructions, and he did not as yet think fit to give them any when the Spirit should be poured out upon them from on high. They would find all their requests couched in these few words, and would be able, in words of their own, to expatiate and enlarge upon them. In Matthew, he had directed them to pray after this manner. Here, when ye pray, say, which intimates that the Lord's prayer was intended to be used both as a form of prayer and a directory. Our featured prayer quote, our featured prayer motivator quote for today is from Dr. John Bunyan. He said, "The truths that I know best I have learned on my knees. I never know a thing well till it is burned into my heart by prayer." My personal encouragement for you today regarding prayer is this: beware as you make up your mind to pray more, and as you actually pray more, things are not going to immediately be a bed of roses for you. Your days are not going to be problem-free. Quite the contrary. Why? Because Satan will be there to meet you head-on. Satan hates prayer, very much so. He does not want you to pray. He does not want you to tap into your source of strength and power from God and your privilege. He does not want you to call upon Jesus. He does not want you to call upon God. So therefore, he will throw every obstacle your way to prevent you from praying. Satan does not mind you learning about prayer, but he does not want you to get into the habit of praying on a regular basis in a genuine and real sense. Why? Because something happens when a Christian prays. Something happens when a Christian communicates with his God. Satan does not want the Christian to pray because he knows he will be defeated through prayer. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Modern Examples of Prayer, Part 5 from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds, the Doctor of Prayer. Dr. E.M. Bounds continues, "We have cited the foregoing cases as illustrative of the great fundamental fact that God's great servants are men devoted to the ministry of prayer. They are God's agents on earth who serve him in this way and who carry on his work by this holy means. Louis Harms was born in Hanover in 1809, and then came a time when he was powerfully convicted of sin. Said he, I have never known what fear was, but when I came to the knowledge of my sins, I quaked before the wrath of God so that my limbs trembled. He was mightily converted to God by reading the Bible. Rationalism, a dead orthodoxy in worldliness, held the multitudes round Hermansburg, his native town. His father, a Lutheran minister, dying, he became his successor. He began with all the energy of his soul to work for Christ and to develop a church of a pure, strong type. The fruit was soon evident. There was a quickening on every hand. Attendance at public services increased. Reverence for the Bible grew. Conversion on sacred things revived, while infidelity, worldliness, and dead orthodoxy vanished like a passing cloud. Harms proclaimed a conscious and present Christ, the Comforter, in the full energy of his mission, the revival of apostolic piety and power. The entire neighborhood became regular attendants at church. The Sabbath was restored to its sanctity and hallowed with strict devotion. Family altars were erected in the homes. Allow me to repeat that. Family altars were erected in the homes, and when the noon bell sounded, every head was bowed in prayer. In a very short time, the whole aspect of the country was entirely changed. The revival in Hermansburg was essentially a prayer revival, brought about by prayer and yielding fruits of prayer in a rich and an abundant in gathering. Pardon me, dear friends. Now, it is time for us to pray. Please remember that the announcer, my oldest daughter, Daniela, Danny White, will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy and your grace. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And Lord, we pray, Lord, today that you would have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Crucify our flesh, fill us with your Holy Spirit, and change us from the inside out to do your will. We pray together now for over 3 million people to come to know your Savior. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families, for the salvation of families that don't know you. We pray, Lord, for the healing of this nation and this world. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Sudhir. Please deliver him from financial crisis. We pray for Tamara. Please deliver her from drugs and alcohol and bless her with money for a new house. We pray, Lord, for Naeem. Please bless him with 52 sponsors who will feed 100 people each week in 2021. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have accepted you into their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically, Lord, for Alexis, Leah, Elijah, and all of the people who have gotten saved through this ministry. And we pray, Lord, for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests in the multiplied thousands. And Lord, we pray that you would hear and answer their prayers and hear and answer our prayers for them and protect them all, including those who've gotten saved, those who have rededicated their life from the coronavirus plague. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless them all with household salvation and family and spiritual blessings, family life, financial, material, mental, physical protection and provision blessings as well. And Lord, we pray now for the following people who have been saved for a while but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Valerie, Stephen, and Pearl. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.